And we want to open up the phone lines now and the talk lines to you at 312-981-7200. Herb Weisbaum is an Emmy Award-winning reporter who covers the consumer beat for NBCNews.com, and we welcome Herb to the show. Hi, Herb.
Well, hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good.
I'm working 4th of July, too, so, you know, some people have to do that.
Yeah, I know that. You're not going to be blowing stuff up, are you, Herb?
No, I'm a consumer guy. I'm very careful with pyrotechnics. I let them do it professionally at the Space Needle and then just watch them in the sky. It's
right.
Really great.
I love that.
Although, I got to tell you a funny story.
Okay, yeah, please.
One year, I covered, you know, to warn people about the dangers of fireworks, and I went to the hospital and talked to some guy who blew several fingers off. He was in the hospital here, and his hands all bandaged up and wrapped up, and we're doing the interview, and I asked him one more question, you know, after he explained what happened. I said, so what's the lesson here? And I was hoping he would say, you know, like, don't play with fireworks or do something like that. And he goes, make sure you have a long fuse and you throw it real quickly. I just said, you know, some people just do not get the concept of how these
things. That's right. Herb, that's America. You're not going to stop me. Even with no hand, I'm going to still blow stuff up.
Right.
That's great. Herb, tell everybody about yourself. You're the consumer man, and you're here to help. If anybody wants to jump in with a consumer question, 312-981-7200. Give everybody the 101 on you.
Yeah, I've been covering consumer issues now for a long, long time and try to help people save money, avoid ripoffs and scams. I cover the consumer beat for NBCNews.com. All of my columns are posted on my website, consumerman.com, or you can get them on Twitter, as your good producer Dan does. I'm at The Consumer Man, and I also have a newsletter if you go to my website, consumerman.com, so you can just automatically get the information I put out. I'm also on a radio station here in Seattle and stay up real late at night once a month to talk to you.
I appreciate it, Herb. You're one of my favorite guests, you know that.
Okay.
And friend of the show, as we like to call you.
Exactly. Yep.
I do want to mention this. Esmeralda is in traffic. And Esmeralda, a little bit later on during the segments that we have with Mr. Weisbaum, we are going to explain his connection to the monkeys. Esmeralda,
walking down the street.
That's right. Herb, this is Esmeralda's in traffic, and she happens to love the monkeys.
Yes.
Oh, they're great. Hi,
they
Esmeralda.
Are. Hi.
You want to get some traffic, come to Seattle. We have some of the worst traffic in America.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's incentive to go.
Their brothers decided to move here to work for work for Amazon. It's like we don't have the roads that are big enough.
All right, Herb. Let's start off. Well, you know what? Why don't we start off with a break? That's probably what we need to do.
pay the bills, then we'll talk.
Exactly. You know that. You're the consumer man, Herb.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Anybody's got any consumer issues? Hold on a second, Herb, all right? Worried about getting scammed, all that stuff. He's here to help, and it's always enlightening, and I learn every time Herb is on. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and you can text as well. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude here till 5 a.m. Coming up later on, our regular features, Straight Outta Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, and more. And also, we're going to be talking about the fast food gimmicks that have been thrown at us throughout the years, and that'll be coming up as well. Now, if you want to join us with your questions about consumer issues, Herb Weisbaum is with us. He's the Emmy Award-winning reporter who covers the consumer beat for NBCNews.com. You can check him out at The Consumer Man on Twitter and his newsletter at consumerman.com. 312-981-7200. All right, Herb, welcome back.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's talk about this: the ID thieves that are hijacking mobile phone accounts. This is scary stuff.
Yeah, you know, we're used to stories about thieves just stealing your phone, but why steal the phone when you can hijack your account? So what they're doing is they're ID thieves, so they can get a hold of your information or make a fake ID, a fake license or driver's license or something like that. They go to a mobile store and they say, you know, I decided it's time to upgrade my phones, so I'd like to get the latest iPhone. So they upgrade the phone. You have good credit. They just bill it to your account. They don't have any money that leaves their hands. And they walk out the store with two new iPhones, and then they can sell them on eBay or ship them overseas and get hundreds and hundreds of dollars for them. That's the easy part of the scam.
Okay.
That's the short version. The really serious version is when they decide not to sell the phones, but actually turn the phones on. So what they do is they turn the SIM cards off on your phones, which, you know, they've told the store they're their phones, like, let's turn the SIM cards off on the old phones, let's activate my new phones. They activate the phones, and now calls coming into your phone, coming into their phone. doesn't sound like a big deal, but as you know, there are a lot of situations now where it's what you have what's called two-factor authentication. A lot of banks, a lot of social media sites, they use your mobile device to send you a one-time code to verify you're really you. The logic of two-factor authentication was that the bad guy might steal your password, but they wouldn't also have your cell phone in their hands. Well, if they have your phone number and have hijacked your phone account, they can say, I forgot my password, please send me a new password, and the new password will come to your cell phone, and they can now get into your financial accounts and various and other sundry things. It is a very scary thing that very few people know about. It actually, if you read the story that's on my website, it's fascinating because the two victims, Nick, that I had here were the head of Internet security at the Federal Trade Commission.
Wow.
And the a professor who leads the cybersecurity department at Carnegie Mellon University.
So basically anybody is a target.
Anybody.
And, wow.
And the one case of the Federal Trade Commission woman, she found out, the lawyer there, she found out that someone just walked in to a store, a retail store in another city. She lives in Pittsburgh. This took place in Manhattan. They walked in and said, you know, it's like, hi, I'm in Manhattan. Just feel like it's time to upgrade my phones, even though I live in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And they were able to upgrade the phones, and her service stopped, and her husband's cell phone service stopped all on the same day. And they found out in their case they were lucky. They just had not turned the phones on. They simply took the phones and sold them to make the money. But it's really scary to think what they can do with these.
You can
also, by the way, download apps that will activate right away on a cell phone if you have a working cell phone. And you can also download mobile payment devices to your phone. You could put an Apple Pay or a Google Pay or something like that on the cell device when you get it. Start charging up a whole lot of stuff, and it goes to the person with a real phone number that they didn't buy any of that stuff.
Now, how is it possible for these guys to get access to it? What can we do to protect the fact that they are getting access to our phone information?
The best you can do, and by the way, the wireless people are well aware that this is going on when I talk to them, and they said they're trying to put in protocols to teach their people, the frontline people at the stores, that this is a problem and be aware of that. But obviously they're not doing a good enough job yet. And just alone in the month of January, the Federal Trade Commission tells me that something like 3,000 people, 3,600 people had this happen to them just in the month of January.
Wow.
So this is happening to thousands of people across the country during the year. The best you can do is contact your carrier. All the carriers make it possible, but in different ways, unfortunately, to put a password or a PIN code on your account on top of the normal one you have that basically says to them, unless I can provide this password or PIN code, you cannot change the account. So would not let somebody walk into a store and make that, do the change, or do it online or over the phone or whatever. So my article that's on my website, consumerman.com, it's right there on the homepage. There's a link to this big story that the Federal Trade Commission came out with, and it gives you links to each one of the carriers right where to go to do that on your phone. But it's, I mean, can you imagine if you were overseas, you were traveling on business, and all of a sudden your cell phone went dead for no reason, and until you could figure out what was going on, it could be a major hassle, not to mention all the aftermath I just talked about if they decided to start playing you with getting into your financial accounts. It's really kind of scary.
You know, let me ask you a question, Herb. You know, a lot of the websites that are supposed to be secure, they do have these standard questions that they ask you that, you know, that you've provided your answers for, like, what, you know, what's your mother's maiden name, and what year did you graduate high school, and what was the name of your first pet, and all that stuff. How do guys bypass that?
Well, first of all, so many people put so much information on social media that it's very easy for the bad guys to get that kind of information. I mean, they can, you know, there's records online. You could find out somebody's mother's maiden name, or you could find out what high school you graduated with, or you could find out what address you used to live at. So the best questions they ask are something that no one else could possibly know. Maybe what's your favorite band, or who was your best friend in high school?
Right.
Something that may not be on social media. I know a friend of mine, Adam Levin, at Identity Theft 911, and he says, just pick an answer. You know, the computer isn't looking to see if it's right. Well, what high school do you go to? Green. What's your favorite song? Green. What's your, your best friend's name? Green.
That's
as
good.
Long as you remember what the answer is. It's not like the computer can say, well, green isn't the name of your best friend.
That's
this
right.
is looking for the answer
that's
you put
smart.
In.
I never even thought of that, Herb, because I'm
so
an
that's
idiot.
What he does. I mean, I think that's a very, very smart thing to do.
It is, absolutely. You're right. I mean, we often think, you know, oh, well, I have to, you know, yeah, I'm going to put in the actual high school that I went to, and you don't have to do that. I mean, that totally makes sense. That's great.
But
that's
then
great.
If, it's
great.
If it's a truthful answer that's out there in the public domain, it means a criminal can find that
exactly.
information.
Exactly. Wow, that's good advice. That's really, really good advice.
We try. That's why, you know.
That's why you're here, Herb. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you have a question for Herb. It's talk or text, 312-981-7200. Herb, have you ever been hacked? Has anything ever happened to you in that regard? I think we talked a little bit about
yes.
it before.
The only thing that happened to me was I was actually working at the radio station one night. I was doing some research on a story, and I was looking online for one of the Better Business Bureau sites. And as soon as I clicked on a site, this thing came on my screen. It was like a police kind of light flashing and all kind of things. Your computer is infected and this, that, and the other. You got to do this. And I knew that what was happening was it was some kind of malware that had just gotten into my computer. I shut the computer off right away. It was in the evening and nobody from IT was around. And what it was the old form of ransomware where it would just tell you your computer is infected and they wanted you to pay like $100 to have this service done. Now when it comes in, it actually encrypts all of your hard drive so you can't get access to any of your information until you pay the bad guy's money. But IT people came in the next morning and they said, thank goodness you turned your computer off because you would have infected the entire mainframe. It would have just gone to the entire and infected the entire system. It literally took them 4 hours to get all the malicious stuff and all the different places the software had embedded itself in my little computer.
Wow.
So it's really kind of scary when that kind of stuff takes place.
All right, Herb, hang on, okay?
You got it.
All right, Herb Weisbaum is with us. He's awesome, and he is the reporter for the Consumer Beat at NBCNews.com. You can check him out at consumerman.com. Get his newsletter as well. Any questions that you have about, you know, you're worried about getting ripped off, you have consumer worries or questions, 312-981-7200. All right, news is next. All right, good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5, Steve Grzanich at 5, and then, of course, the great Steve Cochran and the gang. They're going to be out in Lyle at the Eyes to the Skies Festival, kicking off the 4th of July weekend. Hope everybody has a great 4th of July, a very safe 4th of July, and have a good time. And, yeah, we'll be back. You know, we got our show this morning, and then we'll be back on Tuesday morning because we'll be taking Monday off for the holiday. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200. And that's also the number that you can text for your request for Fly Jams Friday, which will be coming up. We also have Straight Out of Context, Nick D. Show Spies, and You Big Dummy. And if you want to participate in any of that, be a dummy reader or find, you know, or participate in Straight Out of Context or Nick D. Show Spies, just remember this address. It's nickdshow@gmail.com. That's where you email this stuff to. Right now, we are joined by Herb Weisbaum. Herb is an Emmy Award-winning reporter who covers the Consumer Beat for NBCNews.com. You can get his stories and subscribe to his newsletter at consumerman.com. Follow him on Twitter at TheConsumerMan. And we're talking every month with Herb about consumer issues. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Herb, welcome back.
Yes, sir.
All right. We got a couple of people on the line who have questions and stories to relay to us. This is Lance on WGN. Hi, Lance.
Hi, how you doing today?
All right, buddy. What's up?
Yeah, I had a similar situation where I live in Illinois, and someone in California got a phone in my name.
Wow.
They went to get one of the most expensive phones. But I had a four-digit passcode on my account because I have a passcode on everything because even on your utilities, people can manipulate those things. But what happened was it was in one of the little small booths in the mall. And they went there to get the phone. Now, the young person who gave them the phone didn't bother to check if I had a passcode.
Oh.
So what happened was I called the phone company because I started seeing this $90 a month charge on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the phone company and asked what was this charge. They said it was a phone that was bought in California. So I said, I didn't buy a phone in California. Now, they gave me the complete runaround. They did not want to fix that problem. The only thing that made them respond was I had to file a lawsuit against them in the courts.
Wow.
Once they got served, then they responded. They took the charges off. They refunded my monies, and they had to pay the court costs. But they didn't want to respond, even though they made the error.
Wow. Now, Herb, is that a common thing?
Well, if they didn't turn your phone service off, it's not really this hijacking scam I was talking about. There's no reason, you know, but And it could be that these little resellers, like a little booth, if it's not hooked up with a main company. But, you know, the best practice should be if you really indeed did have a password on your account above and beyond the login password. This is not the login to get online. There's another password that you can get. Protocol should be set up that they can't do anything unless they get that password. It shouldn't be up to the retail person to decide. It should be protocol. They're going to have to move in that direction to up the security for people. Now, I can't believe you had to go to the point of suing.
Well, that was the complaint
to the Better Business Bureau or something like that. But yeah. Good for you for standing up for your rights.
Yeah.
But now I had a code on my phone, and I would call them about certain issues, and I would ask the lady, "Aren't you going to ask my passcode first? Because the passcode didn't seem to be that much important. Didn't seem very important to them."
Well, see, that's stupid. If they're going to use it, they've got to get serious about this and realize that there's a reason why we put passwords on these things. Yeah. They got to be asked for.
Yeah. Lance, you're not with that company anymore, are you?
Actually, I am. The reason why I am now because they know not to mess with me.
Oh, I got you. All right, Lance, have a great morning, okay, buddy?
Thank you.
All right. They know not to mess with Lance.
Lance has got VIPPPP next to his account when it comes up on the computer.
Absolutely right. 773 area code sends a text to 312-981-7200. To Herb's point about people sharing information on social media, I remember reading that you should never fill out those surveys that people sometimes post, the ones that ask you the list of questions, like what's your pet's first name. The article said that those are created by hackers and often contain security questions that banks use.
Yeah, I mean, right. Anything that's... Yes, we just have to stop sharing so much information because if we're sharing it, bad guys love social media. They're on social media. They're trolling it to get information, and yes, they will use that kind of stuff against you. Mm-hmm. But again, you shouldn't be using something like your pet's name, your wife's name, you should try not to use that kind of stuff if you can, because that's the stuff that anybody can get by just scouring the web and getting that kind of information.
True.
Remember, Green. What's your dog's name? Green.
Green. What year did you graduate? Green.
Green.
All right. Here's Mary on WGN. Hello, Mary.
Hi. How are you?
All right. What's up?
I was just telling your young man that my husband has been passed away like almost 3.5 years ago. He was a fire lieutenant that got bit by a mosquito and died from West Nile. But
it was
in the newspaper and everything, his name, so I don't know if that has any relevance, but it is over 3 years. And I've been getting credit cards in his name, like full-blown credit cards. Just call the number on the back to activate your card. And this is just recently. And then I got a letter from the post office addressed to Tom saying, did you the change of address? So someone actually went in and changed his address from our house in Chicago to a house in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Wow.
And so that the credit cards will now go to the house in Minnesota. When I called the credit card companies and I had, you know, they said, Social Security number, yeah, that's the correct one. Well, his mother's maiden name, and they didn't have the correct maiden name. And she goes, well, that's not what I have. I said, obviously, he's dead. He did not apply for this credit card.
Right.
So, but I've since have gotten 5 different credit cards, not to mention the change of address. I had to go to the post office and rechange his address. We've been in the same house 28 years.
Right.
And change his address. So it's amazing that how can the post office allow that to happen?
Well, there's a couple of things you need to do to protect yourself. First of all, you need to contact all 3 of the credit bureaus. Let them know. Did you put a freeze on the accounts?
Yes.
Okay, because they shouldn't be able to. No one should be able to get a credit card if you put a freeze on the account. Doesn't matter what kind of information they have on there, and you should let them know. Did you contact them in writing and let them know that your husband is deceased and there's no such person alive anymore?
Yes.
Okay, so that will help.
The ones that are coming through are ones that supposedly were prior to my notifications.
Okay. So that should help a little bit. You should also contact the U.S. Postal Inspector's office in your town and talk to them about what you can possibly do about the change of address change, because a lot of your mail could go to the new address. And the final thing is, because I'm not a complete expert on it, but these folks are, the Identity Theft Resource Center. They're on the web. They're located in San Diego. a great nonprofit group. They're not going to sell you anything, and they know how to handle every kind of situation. And you might want to talk to one of the counselors there and just say, what else can I possibly do to protect myself? Identity Theft Resource Center in San Diego.
Okay.
Okay, Mary.
I just wrote that down. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Like you said, they won't give me any info. Like I said, well, what do they have as his mother's maiden name? We can't tell you. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, wow.
So, all right, thank you.
All right,
so
Mary,
much.
Thank you.
Night.
Sorry that
thank
happened
you.
To you, though.
Okay,
all right. Bye. Herb, how often, I mean, you know, God, these guys just have no scruples at all.
They steal dead people's kids. I mean, they anything they can possibly get their hands. No, they have absolutely no scruples to them. This is their job. You go on the radio, you work 8 hours a day at the radio station. Somebody works at the bank 8 hours a day. This is their job 8 hours a day. This is what they do. They're professional criminals.
It's so ridiculous. 847 area code says, what does your guest think of those ID monitoring services?
They can help if you feel a little bit of peace of mind. They can help keep an eye on what's going on. They don't prevent identity theft. They only will let you know if certain things take place. It's basically letting when the horse is out of the barn, they'll let you know something is going on. You can certainly do a lot of things on your own by making sure you check your accounts every week. You can sign up now. Most places will give you your free credit score by checking your credit score once a month. We've talked about it before. If your score changes for no reason whatsoever, it means somebody's playing around. You need to check your credit file every single year by going to annualcreditreport.com. Set up by the federal government. It's free. You can get one report from each of the three credit bureaus every year, annualcreditreport.com. I spread them out, so I get one, and then I wait 3 months to get one, wait for 4 months, and then get another one, so I get one either, you know, throughout the year, so I'm always checking my accounts. But if it makes you feel better for a little bit of money, what bothers me about the services is basically the oversell when they claim that they can prevent identity theft or protect you. All they can do is let you know, in most cases, that somebody's doing something after the fact, which some people may feel that that's good peace of mind for them.
Okay.
As long as it's, you know, and some places, some banks, some credit cards, some places are doing this complimentary now. So you check around and see if they offer some kind of service like that.
Okay. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Another story that we're talking about here. And this is just seems weird to me because, you know, the stories that we cover a lot on the show involve technology and how easy it is now to be ripped off. But this story involves fake gold and silver coins, which is not something that you would expect to be a big deal in 2016. But tell everybody about this.
Oh, sure. A lot of people, and I hear commercials all the time on cable, on the radio for, get some gold, protect yourself from the next stock market crash, the next great recession is coming, have some precious metals. And with what's been going on in financial markets this last week, there's a lot of people that are probably wanting to have a little bit of precious metals with them. What's happening is that these coins are being counterfeited, most of it taking place in China. The market is being absolutely flooded. So these are the bullion coins. These are like the Canadian Maple Leaf and the Krugerrand and the American Eagle, that kind of thing. And they're getting so good now with the technology they have that these things look absolutely realistic. Usually they take some cheap base metal like tungsten, cover it with a little bit of gold so that if someone would do a scratch test, it would test as being gold. It weighs, they've gotten so good now, it weighs about what the 1 ounce of gold should weigh. They buy them on websites in China like Alibaba, and it's not a crime over there to sell a novelty item coin, and that's
See,
how these are sold.
When I read this, Herb, that was the thing that blew my mind when I read this story.
Yeah. I don't even know, quite frankly, the Chinese government gives a hoot and a holler about, even if they said they were counterfeits, because they counterfeit everything in China these days. I mean, they make huge amounts of money counterfeiting everything, software, you name it.
We just talked about it with our car guy, Tom Appel. We talked about the counterfeiting cars. Like
they're counterfeiting everything.
Yeah,
everything. So they just buy them, for pennies on a dollar on Alibaba. They bring them over to America, and then they try to sell them in ads on eBay, or they have in the newspaper or whatever. And then you pay whatever $1,200-$1,300 for your gold coin, and it's worth absolutely nothing. And then once you want to, go back, you got nobody to go to because they're gone. So the bottom line advice is, if you want to buy gold coins, and some people just want to have something precious metal in their safety deposit box, go with a reputable online dealer who's been in business for a while. mile or a coin store in your area, yeah, maybe you'll pay $100 more than what that ad says the miraculous price they have is, but you'll know you're getting the real thing. If there's any problem, you'll be able to go back to them. That's the only way to protect yourself from these scams. They're also, by the way, I don't know if you have coin collectors listening, but the coins now come in these little things called slabs. So it's a little plastic holder. The coin is inside, and then there's the name of the certification company and a serial number that proves that this has been a certified coin, that it's a legitimate coin. They're now counterfeiting the slabs as well. So your counterfeit coin comes in a counterfeit slab.
Wow.
So it looks really legitimate when you see a picture of it on the website or wherever, or when you get it. The whole kit and caboodle has now been completely counterfeit.
Well, we'll keep an eye out on for that. Herb, hang on, okay?
You got it.
Herb Weisbaum is with us, and he is our consumer man. Check out consumerman.com. We have more questions and a couple of photographs that we're going to talk about that involve Herb. One involves Herb and the monkeys, Esmeralda, so get ready for that. And the other involves Herb doing a radio spot in a very, very interesting place. We'll talk about that and more consumer issues right after we break here on WGN. All right. Morning, everybody. How you doing? It's Friday, and it's a lovely holiday weekend. 4th of July, don't blow your fingers off. That's all I'm saying. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Herb Weisbaum is with us. He's our consumer man. Covers the consumer beat for NBCNews.com, and we welcome Herb back. All right, Herb, I got a couple of pictures here that I want to discuss before we get back to some more computer consumer issues. Let's cover the monkeys first here.
Okay.
Just for our buddy Esmeralda.
Okay.
The 50th anniversary of you have a colleague named Elisa Jaffe.
Yes.
Okay, and she posted a picture on Twitter. Saying, hey, it's the 50th anniversary of the monkeys, and it is a picture. That's Davy Jones.
That's Davy Jones with a crowd of about 55,000-60,000 people in a shopping mall parking lot in Philadelphia.
Okay, and you took this picture. You're standing behind Davy Jones. You took
yes.
this picture, and it's Davy Jones, and you're on the stage. When was this?
This was, I believe, 1969. It was a big rock and roll radio station in Philadelphia, WFIL, which did a muscular dystrophy marathon every single year, free concerts for the people. And the monkeys, at the height of their popularity, were on stage. And I was a high school kid at Upper Merion High School and outside of Philadelphia, and somehow talked my way, because I knew one of the disc jockeys, onto the stages, because we were the Upper Merion High School Photo Club, and I would be the official photographer of the event. And I was literally 4 or 5 feet away from Davy Jones. Now, the interesting part is the crowd you saw there surged the stage. The Philadelphia Police Department, they took off their hats and their batons and put them on the stage, linked arms to protect the monkeys. People were passing out from the heat, and they were sending them out over the crowd back to ambulances. And Davy Jones, they did two songs. Davy Jones looked scared out of his mind that the crowd was going to rush the stage. He turned to Mickey Dolenz and said, get me the hell out of here. That was it, and they left the stage. And I was blessed enough to meet him years later when he came to Seattle for a tour, and I got to interview him. And the monkeys played in Seattle last year, the Seattle Symphony, and Michael Nesmith was with them, which he rarely did
right.
a concert again, but he doesn't usually play with
That's
them.
Right, yeah.
They were all playing at the Seattle Symphony, and it was really wonderful to hear them all together.
How
again.
About that, Esmeralda?
That's so awesome.
Now, did you see the picture? For people who want to see the picture, the monkey's picture, you got to go to Herb's Twitter page. That's at the Consumer Man. It's about 8 tweets in. So
is Esmeralda your real name? Because a lot of traffic people use made-up names.
No, that is my name.
Okay, because I have a traffic person whose name's Sprints, and she made that up. But it sounds, for a traffic person to be Sprints, you know, sounds pretty cool.
No, that's a real name. That's a real
okay.
name. So it's at the Consumer Man on Twitter. About 8 tweets in, you can see the picture. Now, the other picture we can see on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show, if you want to see this. Tell everybody the situation, because this picture, by the way, is hysterical, Herb.
Well, for folks who don't know, in radio now, cell phones sound, the audio from cell phones sounds like crap. So you want to talk to a guest like you're talking to me now on a landline phone, because the quality is better.
Right.
I was in Atlantic, near Atlantic City, New Jersey, this past weekend for my brother's 60th birthday, and KGO, a big radio station in San Francisco that I talked to on the weekends, wanted to talk to me, and we only had cell phones at the condo of my brother's condo. There were no landlines. Oh, they were so upset. We have to talk to you. We have an open slot. You got to be on. So my brother's at the beach, and I hear a ring, and I go to the elevator. They have an elevator in their condo, and it's the security phone, you know, and I pick it up, and it was a bill collector.
Oh, no!
And I said, oh, this can take incoming calls. So I called the producer up, the Dan Shagru of KGO in San Francisco, and I said, hey, if we can figure out the number here, call me on the... So we got the number from my brother. He had it on the bill. And I did my radio spot for San Francisco sitting on the floor of my brother's elevator.
That's fantastic. This picture is a riot. It's like it looks like it's the security phone or the emergency phone on the elevator.
Exactly
You're sitting on the floor of the elevator with the phone. That's
my Tommy Bahama Hawaiian shirt on.
That's a great picture. If you guys want to see that, hey, anything to get out to get the radio show going, man. You gotta work.
Absolutely. Yeah. Gotta do what you gotta do.
That's right. And you want to see the elevator picture, check out Facebook.com/NickDShow. Okay, before we let you go, one last story we want to talk about.
Sure.
The people are getting scammers are getting victims to pay with iTunes gift cards. Now, iTunes gift cards are hugely popular now.
Yes, and it sounds really silly, and people said, oh, come on, nobody would fall for this. But yes, they do, because as soon as I published a story, I heard from somebody that lost a couple of people who lost thousands of dollars this way. It's basically the old deal. You've got to pay for something, and you've got to do it right now. It could be whatever scam it is. It could be a bill collector. It could be we're calling from the IRS. It could be whatever it is, and you've got to go to the store, buy an iTunes card, give us the number off the iTunes card, and what they do, of course, is they download the money right away from the card, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. It's taken out. And just realize the bottom line is there's only one thing that you use an iTunes card for is to buy things at the iTunes store.
Right.
And you don't do it to pay your taxes. You don't do it to pay your utility bills. You don't do it when someone calls and threatens you with arrest because we're the police department. They're all scams. Hang up. You simply use the iTunes card to buy stuff at the iTunes store, period, end of story. Sounds really silly. People all across the country are being taken by this one.
Wow. Another quick text here, 847. Hello, I believe I was just hacked today. My account is at $0, and I haven't taken any money out recently. I'm calling the bank in the morning. Is there anything else I can do? Thank you, they say.
Call the bank first thing in the morning and find out what's going on. That's the best you can do, and do it right away. And then it may be, you know, you'll figure out whether there was something compromised on your computer. You might want to run see how it happened. You might have to run some kind of, you know, software scan to make sure your computer's clean. If it was something you accessed online, they picked up your password because you had malware on your computer, and a keystroke logger picked up your password. But the bank could probably help you to figure out how that happened.
Okay, I have a quick question for you, or something that I've noticed. I was the other day, I was on my phone and I was online, and a thing popped up and said, hey, congratulations, Comcast customer, you are eligible for these gift cards. And then you're supposed to click on okay,
right?
And I immediately did not.
Yes,
I got out of there right away. I closed the window right away and get out of there. But it popped up a couple of times, and it looked as though there was no way to get away from that without actually closing the window. So in some regards, in order to stay, you know, online, a lot of people are going to just hit the okay just to get rid of the screen.
Right.
But that you can't do that is what I'm saying. I didn't do it, and I just felt fishy to me, and there was no other option, you know, because a lot of ones it's like,
yes,
I refuse. You can hit I refuse, and the box will go away. This didn't have one of those. It just had an okay.
Yeah, and by hitting anything, you can certainly load malicious software onto your smartphone, which has got all kinds of private information on it. I have not seen that one, but you did a very, very smart thing, and you would never push OK because you don't know what you're going to activate by pushing OK.
Right. It seemed to have stopped. It happened a few times the other day, but it hasn't happened in a few days.
Well,
but in that case, don't hit OK. Close the window and go someplace else. Just get away from it at all. And, you know, and it's like, oh, choose a gift card from here or that, you know, and they had like the logos for all the gift cards on there. And as you've said many, many times, Herb, these guys are really good. They can duplicate all the logos and make it look real.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, by the way, I know you got to go to the news, but my story that's going to be on next week, that'll be on the website next week, is about all the people and the hacking that's going to take place of cell phones for people who go to the Olympics. It is going to
be
a big marathon for hackers, and even people in the United States who try to get information on the Olympics, they're going to get all this malicious software onto your computer. I'm working on a big story this week, and it'll be out next week, and it'll be on consumerman.com, and we'll talk about it when we get together next week.
All right, Herb, thanks a lot, man.
Be well.
All right. Take care.
Happy 4th.
All right. Okay. You same to you. All right. Herb Weisbaum. He's the best. Check out consumerman.com. Subscribe to his newsletter. You learn something every time I have this guy on, and follow him on NBCnews.com. All right. We got the news coming up next.